Okay. Last one of these, right? Okay.
You're gonna miss this.
Yeah, I will. I will. Certain days I don't, but most times I do. Absolutely. So what do we have?
Have you decided for sure whether Robert will start on Sunday?
Yeah, he will. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of sense for Joe and Duke, whether or not they might be able to go?
I think there's a good chance they'll play.
Some of your guys today are at the bowl game. Are you watching any of these bowl games, or do you have no time to do this right now?
I try to catch a glance here and there, I should say. I stay up too late trying to watch some of the other ones. God, those guys play late at night. But I do catch them a little bit, but, you know, right now there will be another time to really see the guys and really focus in. But, you know, you said it. I think it's so much work still to do here to finish up the right way. That's what I've really spent my time doing.
You have a little corner of your eye on Mitch Trubisky today?
I didn't even know they were playing today, to be very honest with you. But since you said that, I will definitely take a shot and look if I can. We're going to see all these guys as we move forward, you know, all the prospects that are out there and evaluate them accordingly.
Have you decided on what you're going to do with your offensive line this week?
Not yet. You know, I think, it's going to be probably up to tomorrow, late tomorrow, make a decision about who plays where. I mean, all these guys have been working hard. But I would like to see different combinations play. How soon I'll do that, you know, and let guys play so we can evaluate them in different spots. I really haven't made that choice yet.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Just a general question on these bowl games and watching these guys. Are you a person that really thinks game action is the most important thing, or a workout guy?
It's what you see is what you get. It's the way guys play on videotape. You know, I love to see them all in person if you can, but I think the videotape says a lot about a player. You know, they got to play football. That's what they play, football. So you got to see a guy demonstrate the ability to play football. So it's not about just the game, just the body of work, you know, over time, seeing players perform, you know, for their teams and then being able to evaluate them. But that's a part of it. I think workouts and all that's a huge part. But there's nothing like watching a guy progress through a season and watching him play, you know, from game one to game 12, however many games they play.
Would you, in this season of not too many things to get too excited about, would you like to see Terrell get his 1,000 yards?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see all of our guys that have goals reach them. Terrell, Crow, whoever, you know. But again, we will never do anything at the expense of our football team and at the expense of winning. So I hope those things happen in a natural flow of the game, you know. And I think those guys understand it. You know, it's not like we're not trying to hand it to them or throw it to them. Things just happen sometimes. That's football.
Williams is a guy that you'll probably see a lot of. Obviously, he's behind a great back, but what makes D'Angelo a challenge?
He's a really good back himself. You know, I think he's demonstrated that his time in Pittsburgh. Played extremely well when he was at Carolina. He's played extremely well here. He knows how to run the football. He's tough. He's fast. They have a really good offensive line. So, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, it's just like it always is in the AFC North. I mean, there's good backs in this division. He's been really good. You know, he is he's a dependable player. He's accountable. He's always there. You know, we've asked a lot of him. You know, we've played him a couple different spots, and he's taken all that on and hadn't blinked. And again, you go back to when he first got here, you know, just the whole dynamic of that, how it happened. You know, he's never, ever blinked as far as any of that was concerned, and that's a tribute to him. He just came in here and fit in with his teammates and start playing, you know. So I have a lot of respect for him, and hopefully, as I said earlier, we can keep him around here.
Do you get any sense that he's comfortable here, if he's open to coming back?
I think you would have to ask him that. I think he likes it here, but I'm sure he'll tell you more than he tells me.
Has
As much talk about how good he is, you don't see him making the game-changing plays, you know, strip sack, fumbles. Is that just because it fitting in, or is that...
No, I think he's a really good player. I think we just asked him to do so many different things, you know, for our team. You know, he's playing several different positions, and that takes a toll, you know. But he is he can make game-changing, dynamic plays. There's no question. He's made some impact plays, and if you see a guy do it one time, he can do it, you know. So it's definitely in there.
Do you think that he was just – thrust into this system kind of like the middle of the season, and I know you guys say he's really smart and picks things up really well, but do you think that if he were given like an off season in this system and, you know, a training camp, do you think that we would see
a different player? Oh yeah, well, I think all of our players, not just him, you know, I know we're focusing on him, but I think all of our players need to take that step as you're talking about. And play with that kind of tenacity and fire and aggressiveness that we want our defense to play with. So, I mean, I think that's just the next evolution of our defensive football team.
After just the tough times this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything that you guys went through, how significant do you think it would be if you guys could actually end on a winning streak?
I think it'd be great. You know, I think that's – again, this is about winning, you know, and to finish the season winning two games would be, that's the best we could be. We can only play one more. We only have one more. We can win it. And that means we've won the last two. But at the same time, if we don't, I'm not going to make a big deal about that neither. I'm going to make a big deal about finishing this game as well as we can, and then all hands on deck. Let's go fix this and get this team better. And that's my main concern. But we got to finish this game right. We want to win. We're going to play to win. And after that, you know, we're going to let the 2016 season go, and we're going to move forward to bigger and better things.
Do you buy the theory that you can set the tone for the off season with the end of this season, or is that kind of overblown?
I mean, it can. It all depends on how you look at it. You know, I think being in the situation we've been in, I think if we can win two games, I think it would mean a lot to the locker room and organization and all involved. But at the same time, like I said, we don't. I mean, it's not like we're not going to go draft guys for this upcoming year, or we're going to put our head in the sand. You know, we need to get better in a hurry, and I think that's what we're going to set out to do.
So really finishing on that two-game winning streak and risking losing the number one overall pick, that doesn't even enter your mind?
It doesn't, Mary Kay. It can. I mean, I think our players work too hard, you know, in that locker room. And they put it on the line, and so we got to go put it on the line, you know. And I think that's what sports is all about, you know. I said before, I think whether it's the first pick, second pick, third pick, they're all going to be good picks. They're going to be good players there. And we'll get good players on this team. I assure everybody that, you know, as we move forward. But I think what's most important is finishing the season the right way for these guys.